Blog Talk Radio. say? You can't be breaking down and falling out. You're going to break out your prayer. Break out your word. You're going to break out some praise. Last time, when somebody clapped your hands, it's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got.
Each and every one of you, come on and praise his holy name. I'm telling you right now, saints of God, my God, if you have not put up a fight and put up a stand, you in a season where you have to put one up like never before, my God, because the enemy is trying to catch you off guard. He's trying to catch you when you least expect. He's trying to catch you when you ain't paying no attention. Amen. My God, as God revealed unto us only yesterday, how many times, how he revealed to us on yesterday that the enemy is just being so slick and cunny, my God Almighty, and thinking that how we just what we giving him the mediocre prayer and just saying, Father, I thank you, I bless you, and thinking that is good enough, amen. And where God is missing us, how we used to come down, go in into his presence, go in into his room, where you used to feel him, my God Almighty, to where we don't got so busy, we got caught up into our day, got caught up to the things that we are doing, my God, to where we starting to drift away and don't even know that we are drifting away. Well, the Holy Ghost, my God, releasing a hook in the spirit to snatch you back, to bring a shaking into your life, to let you know, my God Almighty, you're beginning to drift, my God, because you're not going in like you used to go in. You're not seeking him like you used to seek him. You're not crying out. You're starting to slack off, amen. So God want to bring our way a shaking in the spirit and say, listen, hey, the current of the enemy is trying to drift you away, but we're going to take a stand, my God Almighty, and let the devil know that this is war, because we are not going to miss what the blessings of the Lord that he has for us. Say, so God, the Bible say, my God Almighty, you're going to have to watch. Well, let's pray. I know we get caught up into our prayer. We get caught up into different things, but you better watch, because the Bible also say, for the enemy is very slick and he's very cunning. A calm man or a slick man is not going to allow you to see or let you know everything that he or she is doing. In this case, the serpent, he is not going to allow you to understand, to know what he is doing. He'll show you one hand, but he ain't going to show you the other end. He want to get you when you're least suspected, when you ain't, you know, paying attention, when he's thinking he don't pull the wool over your eyes. But I thank God for the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost keeping us on point. He keeping us ahead of the adversary, and we can keep taking a stand. Saints of God, you need to let the enemy know. Say, listen here, you messing with the wrong one, because it means war in the Holy Ghost. Somebody just wanted to, you just gotta pray in the spirit, gotta pray to your belly. I'm talking about all over the international water here locally. My God, about our family in the United Kingdom, France, I thank God for you. My God, Norway, my God, I thank God that y'all have been revived and back in a full strong in effect. And I'm telling you right now, Norway, don't allow the enemy to pull the wolves over your eyes and the enemy to get slip over. Way. My God, slip away from your prayer, your worship, your praise. My God, the word, my God, we got to stay strong. We got to stay strong. Thank you, God. We cannot allow, my God, the different things in earth, in different things here in this world to keep us occupied, get us tired to the point that say, nah, God, you know what? I thank you, but I'm tired. I had a long day, but I'm tired. Thanks, you cannot allow nothing. This is how God, you get to the place with the Lord where he begins to trust you. This is the place where you get to where your table is spread. You got to keep pressing no matter what. God, I'm going to meet you in the morning. This is where I'm going to meet you at. If I'm tired or not tired, I'm going to give it my all. God, I don't stop up and accept this assignment. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep pushing regardless of how I feel, regardless of what news might come my way, regardless of what. Because with God, say so, God, I want you to understand this. It's no excuses. It's either you're a doer or not a doer. It's either you're going to keep pressing or you're not pressing. Amen. It's no excuses with the Father. My God, the devil will love to have excuses, but you know, God, you know, you understand, God, you understand. He do understand, my God Almighty, but yet he don't understand. He do understand, my God, but yet he do not understand, because with God is no excuses, regardless of what the situation may be or what it is. With God, with regardless of what God says, you keep going, you keep pushing, no matter what, how tough it can get, my God Almighty, no matter what, let's keep going. I just thank God for the woman of God, my God, this morning, for the price for her coming in to seek with us. But I'm telling you, saints of God, we're going to keep going, we're going to keep pushing. We are not going to allow anything to stop her, because no weapon are formed against us. It's not the weapon that is formed against a man all the time, against your neighbor, against somebody that doesn't like you, on the job, family member. What God is not all in the human form all the time. It also comes in the spiritual form, my God, where the enemy begins to attack you. My God, your prayer life begins to attack you, your worship begins to attack your mind, begin to attack, my God, your thought pattern. Amen. Be bringing you false, my God, different things in your life. I'm telling you right now, no weapon formed against you will not, it shall not, it's not going to stand, it's not going to prosper. And listen here, saints of God, before I bring Mother Price in, I want to let you know a little secret. I want to let you know a little secret. The secret is, listen, I want everybody to listen. I want everybody to listen. Turn down your TV, tell the kids, y'all hold on for a minute. The secret is, closer you get to the place where your table is spread, the closer you get to the place where your covenant blessings is made out for you, my God, the enemy going to come in and fight your prayer life. He going to fight your worship. He going to fight, my God Almighty, the way you seek God. He going to fight it. Why? Because he don't want you to go in. He wants you to play church. And so many people are playing church, but they're not seeing results in their life. That's the problem with the enemy he got with the saints of God. When you begin to start to see results in your life, you begin to see the manifestation of the power of God working in your life. He don't mind you could get these nuggets, because he know that the nuggets, or my God, the little tangible blessing, it's not going to sustain you. It's going to hold you for that moment, but yet you're going to get back into the same place that you came out of. But he don't want you to go into, my God, the threshing floor. He don't want you to get into the place to where you got all your needs are being met. If God is just taking care of you, overflow. And before that comes, he's going to throw all kinds of stuff at you, my God Almighty. He'll throw legal stuff at you. He'll throw all kinds of stuff at you to knock your focus off. He's going to hit your prayer life. He's going to hit your worship. He's going to make you feel as though, like, listen, you less than a person. You getting into too much of stuff. He's going to make you feel like, my God, everything's going to get ready to come in. You remember what Pastor was sharing with ABM family? That typhoon, my God, some of you starting to get ready to face that typhoon. But long as you anchor, y'all hear me, you anchor in the Mother Price, you better come get this thing. I feel another hoop in my holler this morning. Praise be the Most High God. Mother Price, God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor. Good morning to everyone. First of all, I give honor to God, who's the head of my life, and to ABM members and the front line. In the name of Jesus, and to Pastor Temple and First Lady Temple. Father God, we come to you once more, God. We know how. Thanking you just for another day, life, health, and strength. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, we just say, we truly thank you. Yes, for life itself, for breathing on us this morning, God. And we'll begin to rise. We thank you this morning. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray that you continue to create us, creating us a clean heart, and renew the right spirit within us, God. Oh, we pray, God, that you continue to let us push like never before, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you continue to guard our hearts and our minds, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray that you continue to lead us and on the right road, the way that we need to be going in Jesus' name. Oh, God, this morning we thank God you kept us sheltered out last night. Didn't let a thief come in, a robber, a fight break out, God. So we just thank you for all of these things, God, in spite of all what's going around us. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Continue to let us stay strong soldiers, God, and fight for the things that we are right for. Let us take it by faith, God. Don't let us fall by the wayside. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus this morning with everything that we have within us, God. Oh, hallelujah this morning, God. We praise your holy name, God. We lift up the sick and shed in everywhere, God. We pray that you continue to heal, deliver, and set free. In Jesus' name, God. Oh, we lift up our family members this morning. Once again, God. Oh, God, we thank you for continuing to deliver them, setting them free in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray this morning, God. Keep us hidden in that place, God. Out of those shakes. Hid in that secret place with you, God. Let us come higher to you, God. In the name of Jesus. No matter what it takes, high. In the name of Jesus, God. We shall arise like never before, God. Oh, God, we shall. In the name of Jesus, God. We realize victory is ours this morning. In the name of Jesus, God, we cry out to you more and more, God. Have mercy upon us, God of Roboche. Help us, Lord of the Candle of Roboche. When things be coming, God, entrepreneurs in our ways, God, begin to let us push more, God. Hey, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, let us push like never before, God. When it seems like we empty inside, no more to push. Let us tell the devil he is alive. Everything that he brought to us tonight, I don't know about shape. We send that to the pits of hell. Hey, in the mighty name of Jesus, we shall cry out. Hey, God, we shall lift up the sick. We shall love right now before. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God. We still say, God, we lift up every pastor, every prophet, the good of Moshe, teachers, evangelists in the name of Jesus, God. Let them step on the wall, God. Cry out like never before, God. Let them cry out truth in the name of Jesus. Although truth hurts sometimes, God, but it's out for our good. It's good for our growth, God, of Moshe, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, let us stay focused, God. Let us stay focused on you, God. It's kind of a little shake. And your word is sufficient, God. We know that it is, God. You told us that it was. So we're standing on your word like never before, God. Hey, whatever we have to do, God. If we have to rock, God, a little shake, God. If we have to lay before you like never before, God. Hey, glory to God, no, 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 shake, God. We'll say yes to you, we are, God. Yes to you, we are the little shake. Like never before, God. Yeah, come to the little shake. Yes to your perfect will, God. Not our will, no, 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 shake, God. Not our will, but God. Let your will be done in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever you have us assigned to do, God, we say yes to you, we are hot on the boat, shake, God. Let us do a good job at it, hot on the boat, shake, God. Don't let us get weary and well doing it. In the name of Jesus, hot on the boat, shake, God. Oh, God, when sickness comes, rest and down in our bodies, God. Oh, God, let us stay a push like never before, God. Oh, let us still say yes to you, we are, God. in the mighty name of Jesus this morning, God. I lift up every saint this morning here in the name of Jesus. I say, saints, keep on running. Hey, keep on pushing. Don't look that high. Push like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus. Don't be weary in your way of doing these kind of little emotions. No matter what nobody says, no matter what trial you have, oh, it is for a season. Oh, just continue to push. I cry this morning. Hey, glory to God. I thank you, Lord. Oh, shake, God. Thank you for coming in tonight, never before, God. Hey, glory to God. Oh, God, we ask you this morning, God. Continue to walk through the street, God, over the shake. Where is this messed up photo of emotion? Well, people don't believe in you, God. But I tell somebody today, God, that you still live. I don't know, shape. You still live, huh? Just a little better, kind of emotion. The sun, I don't know, shape. Look at the moon, you're in the moon, my soul, God. Let them see you everywhere. You feel the wind blowing against your face. You may not see, I don't know, shape. But that's Jesus all the time. Oh, he's there with you. He's walking his mercy for the bullshit. He feeds you. He keeps a roof over your head. He spares your life for the bullshit. He wakes you up in the morning, begins to breathe in your little vessel. Oh, glory to God this morning, God. We thank you for the shaking, God. We thank you for the stirring, God. To turn the fire, God, on the whole shape. Oh, let us continue to have a zeal for you like never before. Hey, God, on the whole shape, God. Don't let us look back. Let us continue to push towards the mark. Push like never before, saints. Push, I kind of almost say this morning. In the name of Jesus, I cry out to you. Continue to push. You go up, God. Don't get tired. Don't get tired. Know that God loves you. This is a family from Jesus Christ. And everything that we go through, go to Moshe. We must be tried by the fire. It comes to the Moshe, but we yet and still have victory over the come to the Moshe, God. So victory is ours. We plead the blood of Jesus this morning. To every ear that have an ear this morning. Well, no matter what's going on, we plead the blood of come to the Moshe, God. And let us continue to keep this one another. The lift up one another to pray for each other on the motion as we go through right now, but before God, we thank you this morning, God. We lift up every man that it is, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for raising him up, God. Hey, come to the motion to where he needs to be in you, God, on the motion, God. Continue to let him cry out to pray. Hey, come to the motion for his family, God, on the motion, God. Even things are going on in his home. Not right. Let them begin to open the doors in the world and demand how the Moshe take a part in Jesus Christ and the Moshe and dismiss the kind of the mouth in the mighty name of Rico the Moshe this morning, God. We thank God. We thank the Moshe, God. We thank you for the woman of God that's coming forth, God. Little Moshe, God. Have your way within her like never before. Begin to let her wrap that, God. And let you come forth like fire like never before, God. These things we ask this morning. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. May God be the glory. Have your way, Lord. It's a little Moshe.
Amen. Thank you.
Oh, y'all, come on and give God the praise this morning. Bless you, his holy name. Say, God, are you stand on the wall? Are you stand watching? My God, about it. Listen, we want to go ahead and let Minister Juanita come on in. Give us our courage and word. My God, Almighty, give us some medicine for our soul, some breakfast for our spirit, for we can go ahead and keep moving and keep going forth. My God, because I don't know about you, but I'm determined. I'm determined. I know you're determined. We're going to get to that table. My God, some of us already giving another level, another level. Regardless, you got to be determined. Make up in your mind. I'm going to do something different. What I'm going to do different, I'm not going to back off in my prayer. I'm not going to back off seeking God.
Amen.
For the enemy, the more I'm free. Minister Juanita, God bless you. Go ahead and bless you.
Amen.
Poop in my holler, y'all. Y'all about to come on.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Mother Price, with that beautiful prayer this morning. Good morning, Pastor Temple and First Lady Lakeisha, and good morning to the co-laborers in the Lord. First of all, I want to give honor to God, who's the head of my life. I come this morning giving him thanks this morning. Nothing but thanksgiving. I thank him this morning for touching me this morning, letting me get up with the active use of my limb. What a blessing that I hit the floor this morning. I want to thank him that I have a roof over my head this morning.
Man.
Running warm. I want to thank him for letting me see this morning. Beautiful welcome. I thank him this morning for life.
Yes.
I thank him this morning for everything that he does for me. He's worthy to be praised this morning. And I thank God. I thank God this morning that we have a pastor that's telling the truth. I thank God this morning for him and that he loves us in spite of. I thank God. I thank God for my ATM family. I love them. Thank God for them. And I just thank God that he's a keeper this morning. And I thank God for his chastisement. Because if he didn't chastise you, he wouldn't love you. So I thank God for that this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. I'll be coming from the 100th Psalm, 1 through the 5th verse. A psalm of praise. And it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness.
Yes.
Come before his presence with singing.
Amen.
Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us.
Amen.
And not we ourselves.
Amen, amen.
We are his people.
Yes, we are.
And the sheep of his pasture.
Yes.
Enter into his gates with thanksgiving.
Amen.
And into his courts.
Hallelujah.
With praise. Be thankful.
Yes.
Unto him. And bless his name.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
For the Lord is good. His mercy. Is everlasting. And his truth, endured to all generations. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
amen.
Jesus. We give our thanks and our praises to God for the things he has done. And you know, he deserves it. He gave us his soul. He gave us his son, Jesus Christ, who suffered and died to save us from our sins. You know, he gave us eternal life. Thank you, Jesus. He gave us the precious gift of the Holy Spirit, which is our comforter, and he's our keeper, and he is our provider. Hallelujah. And he is our protector. And he said in his word that he will provide all our needs according to his riches in glory. And he does just that. You know, we are thankful for his precious peace and his joy and his love and his kindness. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you know his presence in our life, and its faithfulness. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is good, and you know his mercy and loving kindness is everlasting. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
David tells us to acknowledge that the Lord is God.
Yes.
We acknowledge him when we shout our praise, appreciate his status as our creator, accept his authority in every detail of life, humbly agree with the guidance he gives us, and express our thanks for his unfailing love, Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
God is our creator. We did not create ourselves. When we realize that God created us and he gives us all we have, we will want to give to others as God gave to us.
Amen.
God alone is worthy of being worshipped. Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Thank you, Jesus. And I want you to know this Psalms tells us to remember God's goodness and dependability, and then to worship with thanksgiving and praise. And remember, when going back to 100 Psalms, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures in all generations.
Amen.
I pray these words have encouraged you this morning, and I will turn it back over to the hands of our wonderful pastor, Temple.
Amen. God bless you. Anybody a joyful noise this morning? I'm telling you, my God, that is to me. I take that Psalms 100 as a command. I take it as a command. You make a joyful noise unto the Lord. That's inspired, my God. And I'm asking somebody this morning, do you got a spike of a praise inside your belly? Do you have an sense of God? You got to come to the place and come to the time. You know what? I'm not going to allow nothing to shake me. I'm not going to allow nothing to stop me. I'm not going to allow nothing to put the coals or put water on my fire. I'm going to keep burning. So it's time for us, my God. We allow different situations, different issues, my God Almighty. Take the joy away from us and take the happiness away from us. We don't allow different things to take our, my God, peace, my God Almighty. But at the end of the day, long as I got King Jesus, I have the joy of the Lord that is inside of me. And I'm telling you right now, son, some of you just need to lose yourself in the presence of God. You need
Ladies
to lose yourself in the presence of the living God. How many of you this morning, my God, even if I don't open the lines, you don't get prophesied to you, somebody don't want to come. I got a question. How many of you this morning have the Lord? How many of you accepting him as your personal Savior? Well, maybe right then there, that comes with the joy. Because at the end of the day, say what you want to say. Think what you want to think. Do what you want to do. Matter of fact, we got a little word for our haters. Keep acting, keep lying, keep reporting. Do what you want to do. But long as we're King Jesus, we don't need nobody else, because we're going to enter into the gate where praise. Y'all about to help me here. I feel a hook in my heart. I'm telling you right now. Say to God, you got King Jesus. Do you got a door inside of you? Or you one of the ones when you get information, you had a fire, but your fire dim. You need a fire, never quench, never go out, never go dim. Because this joy that I have, the world didn't, my God, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. I feel like, my God, about it. Is a innocent in the spirit. Just radical, straight up thug, straight up good, my God, in the spirit. Don't got time for no foolishness. Don't got time to play the game. You don't put up on my turf. You don't walk up in me. You don't mess with my happiness. You mess with my. Is it anybody? My God, Almighty. Sick and tired of these things with the enemy and with the devil. Praise be. The Most High God. Amen. I tell you to give God a praise. I tell you to give God a praise like number four. Because I give joy when I think about what he done did for me. Do you give joy? I just want to give God a praise. I just give God a praise and give him honor for what he is doing. And I'm telling you right now, say God, it ain't going to be no weapon that is formed against you. Shall not, it will not prosper, because at the end of the day, God is in control. So on this Wednesday morning, some of you just need to give God a thanks, give God a yes. You know where God brought you from. Some of you is much further than where you used to be. You go ahead and give God a thanks, regardless of what the enemy might try to do, what he might do. You got your happiness back. You got your swag back. You got your my God, back some nothing. God, the praise all by himself. I just give God the things to give him honor. He is the
yes.
So I just give God a yes on this morning.
Yes, Lord.
I gotta give him
yes.
Because
hallelujah.
If
yes,
if it have not for
ah,
him,
yes,
on us, I don't know where we'll be.
Yes,
I just
Lord.
Give God a yes. And all plus in a place of the sneakiness
oh,
acts of the
yes,
devil. Let that give you know something. You need to let them know in your house. It won't work. It won't work. Me and my husband are not going to get up
before.
Me and my wife are not
going
to get
up yes, Lord.
You know that people come at each other this way.
Yes,
it's
Lord.
Not going to work. We are not be standing out now because God has for
hallelujah.
For you. Some of you need to stand your ground. I need to talk to some business, businesswoman. I can tell that what came by you. You need to stand your ground. Say, if you want to work, God bless you with this.
And
God
amen.
Bless
you.
And it's
yes.
I'm coming through the blood yes. of blessing to get this far. But some of you need to stop putting the tail between your legs and crawling up in toes. Maybe people cry late in hours. You don't wish through
You wanna tell somebody the Lord made you. If you want to test somebody, the Lord brought you out. If you want to test somebody, I feel like I gotta pray. I feel I gotta pray. I feel I gotta pray. I feel giving God glory. I feel to give God glory.
If you praise God in your house, let me show you something right quick. If you praise God in your house, I feel a praise in my belly. I feel a praise in your belly. If you praise God in your house, if you don't feel that the enemy is looking at you and asking, my God, asking a question to the imps, what the world got in with them? What in the world is wrong with them? I'm telling you right now, you're not praising God hard enough. You need to praise God hard enough until the devil himself look at you and say, God Almighty, look at you and look at the crazy spirit, the dumb spirit, and say, well, what a job you did. And the dumb spirit look at the devil and say, why do you mean what a good job that I did? Because this individual over here is going crazy. This individual here lost their mind. And the two spirits look at the devil. Yeah, they lost their mind, but I have nothing to do with it. You might want to take a look at them again. Because I house the tour. I think about, is there anybody got a praise? Got a praise this morning? I tell you to give God a praise. Because no weapon formed against will shall not. It's not going to work. It's not going to prosper. I feel a hoop. Say that it's not going to prosper.
If you want your body healed,
tell them what you want.
If you want your body healed,
tell them what you want.
If you want your body healed,
tell them what you want. Call
them
my friend, tell them what you want.
If you need your
soul
saved,
tell them what you want.
My old fashioned, my God, I just need some crazy folks. I need some folks. My God, just so radical. My God, no ADM is just crazy, very radical. Crazy in the whole both in a good way. Let me explain that. And so radical, my God. We love to go to people parties and just set it off, whatever. When we think of the goodness of Jesus and hope that he's done for us and where he brought us, we got to give God praise. We want to let the devil know what you tried on last week, the week before last, it's not going to work. You might as well pack your bags and pack your jackets because it's not going to work here. Why? Because the Bible says when you resist the devil, he shall flee. Well, we're going to resist you with praise. We're going to resist you with shout. Somebody give, I dare you, give God him. I dare you. Go ahead and give God a 30-second praise before we get off this line. I just got to give him a praise.
What he said. He saved my soul.
That's what he said.
And it made me whole.
That's what he said.
He delivered me.
He
changed my walk. He changed my talk. He gave me new life. He gave me new strength. That's what he's done. I'm so glad about it. I'm so glad about it.
Come on, knock on the door. Think you in there having a fight. You got somebody in there, y'all ain't having a fight. What they don't, you are having a fight. But you're having a fight with your kids in the spirit. You're having a fight on that floor. And you give God a praise. I'm not going to allow you to back me. I'm not going to allow you to take my out. I got a burn in my God. I told you to fill a hoop in my collar. My God.
What is the?
That's what he said.
That's what he said.
That's what he said.
What is the?
That's what he said.
Tell your neighbor.
That's what he said.
How good God's been to you.
That's what he said.
Tell your neighbor.
That's what he said.
How good God's been to you.
That's what he said.
Hey, that's what he's done.
That's what he said.
That's what he's done.
That's what he said.
Can I get a witness?
That's what he said.
Can I get a witness?
Listen, y'all, I'm trying to go, but the Holy Ghost got a hold of me this morning. Some of you need to get and praise God. You need to perfectly praise God. You need to prophesize by in the atmosphere through your body. You need to prophesize that. And you know what, God? I'm not going to defeat it. I'm going to keep walking. My praise showing that I believe. My praise showing that I believe your report. My praise showing that I'm prophesizing for my healing, for my breakthrough. Prophesize that everything, God, that's only going to come. Me, my God, thought he gonna take me out. It's not gonna work. Thanks to God. Go ahead and give God praise. I said you got 10 more tickets. Go ahead and
Can I get a witness? That's what he does. My soul.